the snow flies.
Welcome back to Match the Director. Lines are open. 847-2789. Well, this is the first and clearest indication we have. Joe Biden, the word is he is now preparing a 2024 presidential run and possibly a rematch with Donald Trump. This is very, very good news. And let me tell you something. Trump has been sniffing around and talking about it. He's going to be very hard pressed to declare for anything as long as this investigation into his stealing nuclear secrets to show to somebody other than the United States government is still pending. But the true significance of what I've just said is this. Biden has always said up till now, yes, he plans to run, but he said it, you know, just sort of matter of fact. Every incumbent president, even if he doesn't plan to run again, says initially that he is, simply because otherwise he'll be treated as a lame duck and nobody will pay attention to what he's trying to do. But this is more than that. This is an actual start of planning by Biden for a 2024 race. And this is very, very good news. He likes being president. He's doing a very good job as president. And he wants to see this through. He wants to see isolating Russia through and stopping the annexation of Ukraine, which is what Russia is apparently planning to do. We're not going to permit him. Standing up to China on Taiwan and on tariffs. And internally, he's passed hard infrastructure and soft infrastructure. And keeping, and it, the ultimate objective, I think, with Biden, most important thing he can do is preserve our democracy. This is a truly historic presidency, and he's doing it. Now, this occurred even at the beginning of the last election. Back right after Trump got in, people started to sniff around, and we ended up with, 17 candidates? Remember that on the stage? And everybody was there, and Cory Booker was there, and Amy Klobuchar, and Pete Buttigieg, and this one and that one, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie. And I supported Biden right from the start for a couple of reasons. One, I like him. Seen him speak before. But number two, very experienced, and he's very honest, good guy, and thought he'd be a good president. But everybody goes, oh, no. We have to have somebody in this sort of identity politics cult lineup. Well, no. None of the others could have beaten Trump in 2020. Not a single one. And Biden did. And now immediately you get the same chorus initially, which is quieted with Biden's successes, which is what I want to talk about. The chorus has been, okay, well, he served his purpose, got Trump out of there, but now let's have Bernie, Elizabeth Warren. Let's have Amy Klobuchar. Let's have Pete Buttigieg. Let's have Cory Booker. This one, that one, the other one. Castro, this one, that one, the other one. It's not going to work. None of them, again, would beat Trump, and most of them wouldn't beat even a DeSantis. Now, the secondary mistake that a lot of Democrats are making right now is, well, quote, they will say, we think Trump would be the easiest opponent for us to beat, so we should do everything we can to make sure that he's the nominee. That is so misguided and so stupid. They did it in Maryland. They put in more than $1 million to nominate in the Republican Party this right-wing conspiracy theorist, Stop the Steal theorist Cox, thinking that a Democrat could beat him, and then the wrong Democrat won the primary. Guy who owns, founded a nonprofit, has no experience, and nobody knows who he is. If Cox gets in Maryland, he will not certify any election won by a Democrat. He said so. He said so. Pennsylvania, Mastriano, the same thing. So thank God Joe Biden's going to run again, and don't get involved in trying to make sure it's Trump or not Trump or anybody. Biden would kill any of these people. He would kill DeSantis, Cruz, and by kill, I mean, obviously, the form of electoral victory. He would beat Trump, but he's a heavyweight, and that's the heavyweight we got and the only heavyweight we got, so we should rejoice in it. Okay, Gary of Sussex, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today? Gary of Sussex.
Matt, I mean, I'm going to be respectful to you, but
I don't know what you're smoking today.
It's good to be respectful because this is called the Matt Flynn Direct Show, not the Gary Show.
Yeah.
So,
no, I know.
So thank you. What's on your mind?
I read a poll on July 27th by CNN, and CNN said the headlines of the poll said 75% of Democrats do not want Biden to run in 2024. Also, it said that 18% of Democrats under 40 would only support him. So why are you guys, or why are you personally so happy that Joe Biden's going to run again when most Democrats don't want him? I mean, what is it? I mean, where do you get your information from? I mean, respectfully, Matt, I'm just wondering. It's like, you know, this is a CNN poll. This isn't a Fox News poll. All right.
Right.
Let me respond.
That's a valid question, a good question. And let me tell you this. The same percentages of people early on last time didn't want Biden either. And then, oh, thank God he won. And right now, a poll this far out as to who, the people, frankly, sometimes are like sheep. And so you get a few pundits who say he shouldn't do it. And everybody said, oh, he shouldn't do it. Then they look around and they say, well, who should do it? And we have nobody. We have zero. The Republican Party has zero. Other than Trump, who has name recognition, who do they have? DeSantis can't beat anybody. Cruz isn't going to beat anybody. Nobody wants them as president. And the truth of the matter is that Biden's a heavyweight. Sadly, Trump is a heavyweight, but he's an absolutely flawed heavyweight. And right now, in my view, he's in very, very serious criminal difficulty. We need Biden. We absolutely need Biden. And it's the same thing. I would hold debate watch parties. Nobody came except my relatives and a handful of people to support Biden that I knew, and they came because of me. Okay, that's cool. But then he ended up being the nominee. You can't get around ability, and you can't get around experience. So sure, everybody goes, oh, I want this one, that one. But you can't beat somebody with nobody. And when push comes to shove, if there are two people on the ballot, and it's Biden and Trump, I got news for you. 90% of Democrats, including under 25, will vote for him. And if it's Biden against DeSantis, whom no one knows anything about, he never smiles. Guy gives you the willies. Or Cruz, my God, the human lizard. No, that's not going to work. Gary, thanks a lot for calling. And we're coming to the end of the show. I always enjoy your calls. Keep it up. Great calls today. Matt Flynn Direct will be back sometime, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries.